38 years now in the business for you.
Probably even a bit longer. Yeah, since I was at school, as a schoolie in Middlesbrough. I actually worked at Radio Cleveland on the sports programme. Then the commercial station was about to start, Radio Tees. Not BBC Tees, very different. Radio Tees, the commercial station that everybody knew. And as a schoolie, as it opened, I got my first radio gig when I was at school.
So was being on the radio something you always wanted to do while you were growing up in Middlesbrough?
Yeah, it was, yeah. From my teens, and I only had to wait a couple of years and I was on the radio, so I was on the radio by when I was 15.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know, it seemed like a good gig. I was quite interested in radio, used to listen to the radio a lot. I used to listen to this when it first started as Radio Teesside as a kid. My dad used to put it on this big old VHF radio we had when it did 2 hours and then it was off and then it did 40 minutes and then it was off for another hour and a half and did 10
Nothing's
minutes.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed, still the same. It's on, it's off. So I used to listen to that, but I used to listen to Luxembourg and there was, I think there's one called Radio North Sea International. I used to be a bit of an anorak and tune in my sort of early teens, but and I, you know, records and music at home, and I used to practice what it would be like to be a DJ in my bedroom.
And who inspired you then, back in those days? Who were the characters who you thought, I want to be like them?
Well, actually, the person I could nearest relate to was a guy who used to do the breakfast show here called Dave Eastwood, who'd been a Radio 1 DJ for a short time, and Dave was a class act. He came here as a DJ, really, to host the morning show on Radio Teesside.
This is a test transmission from the Independent Broadcasting Authority's transmitter located at North Stockton. You're listening on 257 metres, 1169 kilohertz in the medium wave band. A wavelength which is soon to become the home of your new independent local radio station, Radio Tees.
So you wanted to get onto the radio. You were doing the Saturday bits and pieces here at the BBC. And then you get wind that commercial radio is coming to this area. Was it a case of sneaking into the BBC late on a night to do a little demo tape?
No, I used to sneak in at weekends, which is when I worked. Yeah, but also I did my homework as well. There were about maybe six major commercial stations open, and I think I used the money from my paper round and odd jobs to go and visit these stations, like Piccadilly in Manchester, Forth in Edinburgh. I'd go along, make notes, make a few recordings, and then I was able to make quite a bumper demo tape, as we call them, demo tapes. And I went to see the boss in a half-finished building in Dovecot Street in Stockton. Still remained half-finished and scruffy over the years. What a dump, but what a great radio station. And I went in with this tape, and he was going to offer me a job running around on the sports show getting results on a Saturday, which is what I was already doing here. And I gave him the tape, he played it, took me down, I could work the studio kit. So I went and worked the studio, and as a schoolie, still just taking my O-levels, he offered me the Sunday lunchtime show to do for 4 hours.
Shall we have a listen back to 1975?
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, yeah.
Hello there. Mark Page here. Just popped in to say that I'll be along this Saturday morning between 6 and 10 with news, weather, information, golden oldies, and at 8 o'clock a rock and roll spot. That's all happening in Good Morning Saturday this weekend on 257.
One Sunday night I got a call. The breakfast DJ, Les Ross, was ill. Could I come in? So that morning I went in and did the breakfast show on the Monday morning and then jumped in a taxi and was late for sixth form by about 10 minutes.
Me, Mark Page.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? And the other thing as well, BBN, bye-bye now.
BBN. Okay, well, of course, I went in the air. I'm saying, Mark Page, it's me, Mark Page. And we had, because commercial radio was new in the UK, there's a lot of Australian and New Zealanders came across to work over here who'd worked in commercial radio that had been on the go for years over there. We were so late, really behind the curve with that here. So we had what were called tech ops, technical operators, and they used to press the button for your commercials. You used to point at them and wave when, you know, you say it's 20 past eight, bump, wave, and they'd play the... Anyway, they were so funny. These guys were funny, the Australians, New Zealanders, who used to work in Dovecot Street with us at Stockton. And because I used to keep saying, well, it's me, Mark Page, and within about 2 weeks, they'd all start to call me Mark. I never lost it from then, so it was about 2 weeks in. Bye-bye now. I don't remember saying it. I used to finish off my show by saying bye-bye now, and then people started saying it back to me, and I hadn't realised I'd been saying it.
Well, for the final time on The Breakfast Show,